Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. I'm Ashley Byrne, and today I'm taking you back to the Olympic Games of 1948, when newly independent India won a historic gold medal by defeating the host nation Britain in the hockey final. I've been speaking to Belbir Singh, one of the stars of the Indian team, about his victory at what became known as the Austerity Games.
All through the night, the flame was carried by relays of Englishmen. And by Thursday morning, still accompanied by television newsreel, it had reached the outskirts of London. Crowds thronging the route to cheer the torchbearer, with his police escort and attendant runners, on their way to Wembley. And here, quite at home in the blazing heat of this glorious afternoon, are the Indian athletes.
The Indian athletes attending the 1948 Games in London were the first to do so since the country gained independence from Britain a year earlier. They'd won medals at previous games, but this would be the first time they'd competed under their own flag. Then, aged 23, Belbir Singh was in the hockey team selected to represent his country, which meant travelling thousands of miles from home to the country which had until just months before ruled India.
Of course, it was exciting to go to the capital city of the ex-masters. We were afraid of them when they were the rulers, but when I went there, they were very cordial. It was really strange for us because the Britishers, as rulers, they were very strict.
The 1948 Olympic Games in London were nicknamed the Austerity Games. Britain was struggling to rebuild itself after the Second World War, and food rationing was still in place. But Belbir remembers no such shortages for the athletes.
Although the entire Europe, or especially England, they were very austere as far as the Olympic kitchen was concerned. Everything was available from all parts of the world.
In the pastoral beauty of Richmond Park, with its ancient trees and its herds of grazing deer, a temporary home is being provided for over 1,500 visitors from overseas for this year's Olympic Games. And finishing touches are now being given to what is in effect a self-contained Olympic Games town. Facilities for the preparation and cooking of a varied assortment of national dishes are provided in the spacious kitchens.
Although the food was okay, the sheer size of London took some getting used to for Belbir and his teammates.
Most of us was born in villages and saw a big city for the first time, although we had gone to Madras, Bombay and Bangalore, etc., Delhi. But London in those days was known as one of the biggest cities in the world, so going there it was something strange.
It was all a world away from rural India, where Belbir Singh's passion for hockey had started at a very young age.
I was born at a village, Haripur, near Phillaur. To my good fortune, the hockey ground of the school was only 3-4 yards in front of that house. That is why I started at age 5, started watching hockey players of the school playing the game. That is how hockey became my childhood love.
Belbir soon took up the challenge himself and found a real talent for it, eventually being selected to represent his country at the Games in London. And Belbir made quite an impact on his Olympic debut.
They played me in 2 matches, and one was against Argentina. India won by 9-1. I scored 6 goals.
It was enough to help India to a place in the semi-finals against the Netherlands. They beat the Dutch 2-1, while in the other semi, Britain beat Pakistan, who were also competing in their first Olympics as an independent country. So the stage was set for a showdown between hosts Great Britain and India on the 12th of August 1948. 25,000 people packed into the Empire Stadium at Wembley, including, in the VIP box, the then Queen, who until just a few months earlier had been Empress of India. It wasn't long before the Indian team were overpowering the home side. Belbir remembers his coach telling him not to wait for the ball, but to chase it. He heeded that advice, and it paid off.
I scored the first 2 goals in 7th and 15th minute. And that is a part of the history.
But it was a tough, rough and dirty game because the rain just wouldn't stop. The pitch became waterlogged, and to the shock of the home supporters, some of Belbir's teammates even took off their shoes.
Playing on wet and slippery ground, It was difficult to control the ball there, but the standard of the team was so good that we managed to play well on that ground.
As the Indian side bettered Great Britain, Balbir remembers how the home crowd gradually turned their support to the visitors.
We scored the third and fourth, then most of the spectators there who belonged to that country, they started saying, come on India, make it half a dozen. So since then I have been saying that very, very sporting nation, although they were losing, they were trying to encourage and back Indian team.
It finished 4-0 to India. The former colony had beaten their former rulers on the hockey pitch to clinch the gold medal in their first Olympics as an independent country. And for Balbir, that meant victory was all the sweeter.
Honour to represent an independent India. Whatever was very, very pleasant and striking when we won the final, when the national anthem was played there, Indian national anthem, and the national flag, the tricolour, went high up above all other flags. I was feeling that I was also flying along with the flag, moving upwards in the sky.
And when Balbir and his teammates got home, they received a hero's welcome.
Garlands, garlands, garlands all around when we landed at Bombay, and red carpet, the entire city, all rejoicing. And then from Bombay, we came to Punjab. All railway stations, jam-packed crowds and people garlanding everywhere.
Balbir says that Olympic victory in 1948 changed his life.
Because India won the Olympic Games in 1928, 32, 36, it became a national, sort of a national sport. Whatever I was in my life later, it was because of hockey. Hockey took me to different cities in the world, and even today, I am honored wherever I go as a former hockey player and former chief coach and manager of the Indian team. They respect me for that.
But in recent years, the Indian hockey team has not lived up to the standards set 64 years ago.
It is down these days, but I feel and wish, I always say it's my last wish, before I die, I would like the India team to win the Olympic gold medal once again.
I proclaim the closing of the games of the 14th Olympiad, and in accordance with tradition, I call upon the youth of every country in the world to assemble in 4 years at Helsinki, there to celebrate with us the games of the 15th Olympiad.
Balbir Singh's success in London in 1948 was merely just the beginning of a long and glorious sporting career. In Helsinki, 4 years later, India mounted a successful defence of their title, defeating the Netherlands 6-1. Balbir scoring 5 of the goals, an individual scoring record in an Olympic Games hockey final which has never been beaten. He captained India to a third consecutive gold at the Melbourne Games in 1956 with a 1-0 victory over Pakistan. And he continued playing until the early 1960s before turning his talents to coaching. That edition of Sporting Witness was a Made in Manchester production with me, Ashley Byrne. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.